High school basketball is on the air. Berman's Medical Supplies, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present today's high school basketball game.
Front rim no good, but nobody boxed him out, and Lindstrom on offensive board. Wow, Brookman still got three on the baseline with a stutter.
Tonight's game is between the Pencrest Lions and the Strathaven Panthers. Tonight's game is sponsored by Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Plush Mills Senior Living Community, big enough to count on, small enough to care, in Wallingford. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman and Mike Mayer.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, live in living color on the internet worldwide. It's boys high school basketball, our game of the week, Pencrest at Strathaven. We are in Wallingford, Pennsylvania. Pencrest and Strathaven coming into tonight's game, records of 3-1. Pencrest, a heartbreaking loss, Mike, to always powerful Lower Merion, and Strathaven, a combined over the past couple of years, 4 wins last season, just 2 the year before, 6 wins. They've already got 3 this year, coached by Dave McFadden in his first year, and Dave played his high school ball on Upper Darby High School under the guidance of my longtime buddy and a native of Mifflin County, Bobby Miller. 2003 grad of Upper Darby is Coach McFadden for Strathaven, the Panthers, and Pencrest, the Lions, under 13th year head coach Mike Doyle. 160 wins, 133 losses. Coach Doyle played at Philadelphia Textile under the great Herb McGee, high school ball under the just a marvelous man, Buddy Gardler at Cardinal O'Hara, and he is the son-in-law, is Coach Doyle, a former St. Joe's great coach, Jim Boyle. Unbelievable. There's a little history there.
There you go.
To Mr. Mayer. So great to have you again, and it is a lot of people doing their holiday shopping. I had a chance to get some done today, but get out here and try to enjoy this tremendous Central League game tonight.
No doubt about it. And this should be a good one. This is early in the season, obviously, so you never know what you're going to get. But both teams are coming in. Strathaven 3-1, Pencrest 3-2. Pencrest just dropped a game to Bayard Rustin, 33-30. It was a low scorer, but that was a heartbreaker as well. And, of course, you mentioned to Lower Merion a couple of weeks ago, 62-61. So Haven's coming off, like you had mentioned, they had a tough couple of years, couldn't win many games, and they're in a 3-1 record, beat Harriton, which generally has a good team, beat them by a point with a last-minute bucket, held tough with Ridley, lost 47-42, but stayed within that game. So they defeated Interbro pretty easily and a close game with Academy Park, but they pulled it out. So, you know, both teams coming in here have really a lot to prove to themselves. They think they should be leading in a leadership role in Central League. They think they can hang with anybody. And right now, tonight, they're going to have to hang with each other.
All right, again, we are live from Wallingford, and this is formally – I graduated from here. I wasn't born in the gym like I was at Chester. I remember
– Right.
But graduate – old Nether Providence High School. I graduated in 76. Nether Providence closed in 1983, merged with Swarthmore. Summer of 83 became Strathaven. And that first year, the girls' basketball squad under the late, great Jim Smith, they were state runner-ups that year. Strathaven boys have had some really good seasons, state runner-ups at the AAA level back in 1992. Do you remember that, Mike, when they lost?
I wasn't here then. I was still where was I in 92? I was here. No, I wasn't. Wherever I was.
But they lost to Blackhawk out of Beaver Falls, 71-55. I was there. And the star player for Blackhawk, Dante Calabria, went to North Carolina and played in the NBA a little bit.
Huh.
And on the players, Bruce Moore was the head coach for Strathaven back then in 92. They had guys like Jeff Huffman, Eric Urbanski, and Kevin Towns. So little history there. And you were covering, I think, some of the games in 09 when Strathaven.
Oh, yeah. Well, in fact, we did. We went to the playoff games. That was, we went from like a very mediocre team to a contender and had a couple of district playoff games and I think got into a PA playoff game.
Got knocked out by York Suburban. The star player, Calvin Newell, went to Oklahoma, then Central Florida. They went to the District 1 championship. That's the game I think they lost.
Okay, that was it then.
It's great that we're doing this, Mike, and you, especially you. With Strathaven football, what, for 15 years already?
Yeah, well, you know, when we decided to do this, we just felt basketball was not as easy to cover for just one team because there isn't that kind of excitement.
5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to Strathaven High School in Wallingford. I'm Dave Berman with Mike Mayer. Pencrest and Strathaven, both teams are 3-1. Mike Doyle again, 13th year head coach for the Lions, and Dave McFadden, the Upper Darby grad in year number one for the Panthers. Again, both squads, as we mentioned, 3-1. Let's get into the starting lineups. First of all, for Pencrest, number 0, a 5'8 sophomore, Tyler Norwood. Number 5, a 5'8 senior, Sean Norwood. Number 23, 6'1 junior, Manny Ruffin. Number 30 is 6'5 senior. He's a beast, I hear, A.J. Taylor. Number 33 is a 6'2 junior, Mike Mallon, for the Panthers of Strathaven. The Springfield boys. Number 4, a 5'9 junior, Jameer Springfield. Number 5, I got him listed at about 6'2 senior, and his name is Javon Green Springfield.
Correct.
Javon and Jameer are brothers. Father is assistant basketball coach for Chester High, and he is also the head JV coach for Chester, and that is Mr. Springfield across the way, Jamai. Also starting for Strathaven tonight, 6-foot senior, had the game-winning shot against Harrington on the road the other night, Kyrie Fuller. Number 32, sharpshooter, 6'2" senior, Alex Ishiropoulos. And number 44 is John Harar, and John is a 6'8 junior leading the team in scoring.
And John, you're right, John's leading the team, and Javon Springfield is the other leading scorer for Strathaven. For Pencrest, it's Tyler Norwood and Sean Norwood. So you got a brother team. I assume they're brothers. I don't know.
The Norwood boys, I would imagine. I of course, I know the Springfield boys, and their grandfather, Jimmy Springfield, one of the greatest of all time for Chester back in the 60s. It's a, you know, this is a big gym, too, and they host, over the years, a lot of PIAA state playoff games in basketball.
Yeah, we've got double stands here, which a lot of gyms don't have the capability for anymore, so they can put a crowd in here. And it's filling up pretty nicely tonight. Both teams have their, for Pencrest, they have the dog pound, which I never figured out where that came from since they're Lions, but that's okay. and Strathaven has their student rooting section. I don't know what they call themselves, but they'll be here in force. It'll get pretty loud, so we'll try to keep the volume up so you can hear us. And I expect a good game here. Both teams are playing extremely well. Pencrest is coming off of an okay year. Strathaven was coming off of a terrible year, but they've got a new coach. And this guy, I understand, Coach McFadden, is absolutely intense. He will not sit down during the game. He'll be running up and down the court within the rules of, obviously, the game. And is all over these guys. And I understand he's got a problem now speaking. He's going hoarse from all the screaming. Like I said, you know, they got to get 20 games in 10 weeks, so that's a lot of basketball to play. And he's going to have to pace himself if he's going to be able to be heard.
Yeah, his father-in-law, who I work with at Berman's Medical, one of our great sponsors, Steve Noodle Toler, Philly's batting practice pitcher from 1987 to 2007, is in the house here tonight.
You can always tell the batting pitcher guys because their right arm is 3 feet longer than their left from throwing all those balls.
There you go. Unbelievable. So, again, we have time for another commercial break here, Mike.
Sure, we'll go for that, and then we'll come back. Games will start in a couple of minutes, so we'll be back in, about 45 seconds or so. Stay tuned. You're listening to DelcoHoops.com right here.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Strathaven High School in Wallingford, boys hoops, Penn Crest, and the Panthers. Three referees and three of the best. I've seen these guys do some state playoff games here, and they are, you talked about Coach McFadden and Doyle being intense. These referees are intense too, so it should be quite a matchup, and they usually give the intense coaches a little bit of a break there, Coach Mayer.
Well, we'll see what happens. I think this is going to be a barn burner. I hope so, obviously, for our listening fans. But just in general, high school basketball is generally a good game. We did call a game last week, which was a little bit of a blowout, but it happens. You know, and of course, we try to pick them based on what we think will be competitive games. We're not interested whether they're all first, second place teams. We just want them to be a good competitive game. But I will tell you, if one team starts to drain in those three-pointers, it gets to be a long night for the other team.
That was Garnet Valley with a big win last week against Marple Newtown. And then Conestoga beat Garnet by 15. Shows how good.
Well, those threes get cold, too. And if you think you come in, you're going to shoot them all day long, and you're halfway through the game and down substantially when you realize they're not dropping in.
Yeah, so next week we'll be at Garnet Valley.
At Garnet Valley again.
So keep checking the website, DelcoHoops.com. Strathaven in their white uniforms with the black, and I would call that gray.
Gray piping, yep.
Yes, and I love the uniforms of Penn Crest. It is black, orange, or I guess that's red. Black, red, and yellow.
Right.
Or and everything's archived so they can hear how we do our broadcast.
That's right. Well, that's the whole thing. You know, if you're listening on the archive, that's great. If you're listening live, we've already had one timeout with the computer. Just stay with us. Leave your computer on. We will come back. It may cut in and out. And you can also listen to the archive, which we tend to repair. We're going to go over to a commercial break. You're listening to High School Basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
National anthem here from Strathaven High School, boys hoops, Penn Crest, and the Panthers. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer. Look at the batters here. Look at all the state champions. 6 in boys soccer, 2 in girls soccer here at Strathaven, 2 in football, 2 state runner-ups, swimming, and it's unbelievable.
Well, high school's been around here a long time, and of course the banners came over from the Nether Providence days as well. But most of these have been really recent history with Strathaven. They had a heck of a sports program considering such a small school, only 1,200 students, fluctuating down to 1,000.
Okay, the opening tip, A.J. Taylor, Penn Crest, and John Harar, 6'8 junior for Strathaven. You saw Harar play football this year.
Yes, we did.
And then he got injured.
Came back, went out, came back.
But he's off to a good start in hoops. So moving left to right on your computer is Strathaven. Right to left is Penn Crest. Taylor and Harar should be one heck of a matchup. And again, yes, the tongue twister of the night, and we're going to get it straight here, Isharopoulos.
We should probably nickname him Icky.
Ish. They call him Ish.
They call him Ish? Okay.
Right, so
we may resort to that by the end of the night.
And Coach Doyle is talking it over with one of they're smiling right now. Coach Tags, here's a legend to our right.
He's a legend. I'm not too sure about what. No, he's been defensive coordinator for Strathaven for many, many years.
Yes.
And here we go.
Opening tip is controlled by Haven. Jameer Springfield, 5'9 junior. across the timeline. Man-to-man defense for Pencrest. That's Ish, left of the key. Right of the key to Kyrie Fuller. Near wing, Green Springfield to his brother Jamir at the near wing. Top of the key. Looking around, down low for Harar. Spins over Taylor, no good. Batted out by Taylor and taken by Tyler Norwood of Pencrest. Two Norwoods out there, Tyler and Sean, just underway. Nothing game. Ruffin, left of the key. Ruffin near side, way out high near the good old hash mark. They used to have hash marks. To Norwood, he gets it back to the basket. Layup is no good. Harar, a strong rebound. Boy, he is a big boy. He'll be a big factor on that football team next year, we hope. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with a reach and foul, I presume. Yeah, it is. Going to be on Pencrest. Personal is on
Norwood, I think, is it?
I think he said zero.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, Norwood, right.
That'll be his first. Tyler Norwood, the 5'8 sophomore. Looks good already. What a matchup. Jamir Springfield and Tyler Norwood. There's Harar. Left side, 10 feet away, out to Springfield. Thought about the three. Did down low for Harar against Taylor. Good, powerful move. Ooh. In and out. Battle for the rebound is taken by Mallon, Mike Mallon, the junior. A lot of youngsters out here on the court tonight for both squads. Norwood back, left wing corner to Mallon. Left block to Taylor. Spins, fires, good. A.J. Taylor, 6'5 senior. Pencrest draws first blood here in the first quarter. Pencrest, Strathaven boys basketball, 2-0, 6:15 to go. Way out high is Springfield. Far side, Ishiropoulos. They weave it around Green Springfield. This is Kyrie Fuller. Turns, fires off the glass. No. Harar with the rebound. Throws it left wing corner to Ish. Ish looks to drive. Pull up shot. No, but a foul. So Ishiropoulos will go to the line shooting two. Personal is on number 30, A.J. Taylor. His first student sections are now strapping.
Yep, they're in full voice.
So Ishiropoulos, whose father is assistant soccer coach at Swarthmore College. He's 6'2". He's very strong. Free throw is good by Ishiropoulos. 2-1, Pencrest. Too bad we can't do 2-3 games a week, Mike.
Oh, this please.
Is kind of That's right. You are, you say your wife doesn't go to many of the games. All right, so another free throw is no good. Well, 1 out of 2 for Ishiropoulos, and Pencrest with the rebound. Tyler Norwood back across the timeline. Quick on quick out there against Springfield. Now to Taylor. Drive shot blocked from behind by Fuller. Kyrie. Fuller with a block to Ishiropoulos. Down low, Harar underneath the basket. Up for two. John Harar.
I tell you, if John gets underneath that basket, you're finished. I mean, there's not going to be much we'll be able to do against all six of them.
He's very athletic. He has great footwork. He can handle the ball. Strathaven is up by a point, driving to the basket. Floater is good by Manny Ruffin. Now, he would be like a guy you think would be in the dog pound with Ruff.
That's right. Wrong school.
Yeah, the Pencrest Lions from right up the road. Ooh. Here in media. There's a turnover. It's taken by, this is Ruffin to the basket. No, follow Taylor out of bounds. Ooh. Off of Pencrest. 4:53 to go, first quarter. 4-3 is the score. Pencrest leading Strathaven.
Good play by Harar. Came in there and really kind of stuffed the ball, forced it outside. And Pencrest touched it last, so Strathaven takes it over.
What kind of injury was that, can you say?
We don't talk about injuries with high school because we don't know what they're...
But I tell you what,
he's doing just fine.
Yes. he is looking strong out there. Very impressed. I got to keep him out of foul trouble. Right wing corner to Fuller to Ishiropoulos. Cross court, gets it to Springfield. Left wing corner to his brother Green Springfield. Ooh. Three ball. Wide to the left of the rebound, Mallon now to Norwood. Tyler Norwood across the timeline, far side. Oh, behind the back dribble, loses the ball. Taken by Green Springfield, Javon.
Very aggressive play.
Jamir to his brother Javon out to, and then back and forth they go on the far side of the court. Isharopoulos, right wing corner Fuller, out to Isharopoulos, right of the key, right wing Fuller, right wing corner, I should say. Driving to the basket, wide open Springfield, and he gets it to his brother, the other Springfield. Three ball, no good. Manny Taylor with a strong rebound. He's 6'5". Excuse me, A.J. Taylor with the rebound. 3:45 to go, first quarter. Very intense game, Mike.
Yeah, very intense.
Left of the key, Ruffin to Taylor. Looks to drive to the basket, up and in over Harar. A.J. Taylor with 4-6-3 in favor of Strathaven's opponent, Pencrest. Lions 6 and the Panthers 3. Dave McFadden, first-year head coach for Strathaven. Mike Doyle, year number 13. Strathaven slowing it down right now. It's like a 1-3-1 zone right here by Pencrest. Isharopoulos, three ball, left wing corner, no good. Harar, the offensive rebound, and he threw a shoulder into Mallett. Offensive foul on Harar, and coaching staff not happy with that call.
John's going to control himself a little bit. Basketball versus football, but that was a pretty good stick for football, not so great for basketball.
And Strathaven, they have to keep him out of foul trouble. He is an animal in there. Back comes Pencrest. Quick moving first quarter. Referees are letting the kids play, which is always good to see.
Yep.
Makes for a quicker ball game. Left wing corner is Mallon, and then he gets it to the left baseline to Taylor. Foul on the floor. That personal is going to be on Javon Green Springfield. First, team's second here at Strathaven High School. 6-3 Pencrest. Inbounding the ball, Sean Norwood. Left wing corner now to brother Tyler. Gets it out to Mallon, top of the key, Taylor. Taylor guarded by Fuller at the right elbow, and they get it out high now to Tyler Norwood. 2:33 to go, quarter number one. Here's a stop and a pop. Back of the rim, no good by Norwood. Rebound is taken by Fuller. That was Ty who missed the shot. Strathaven back. With the ball is Javon Green Springfield to Kyrie Fuller. Kyrie right at the key. Right side to Isharopoulos to Fuller. Now Harar, wide open 10-footer. Ride wide to the right, and it goes out of bounds. He was following his shot. However, that's a good move there, even though his shot wasn't.
He didn't get anything. Didn't get anything on the backboard or on the basket. It was an air ball. So
exactly.
Not exactly what he wanted to do.
Josh Singleton checking into the game. We have a quick timeout on the floor. Exactly 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Boys basketball. Pencrest, 6. Strathaven, 3. DelcoHoops.com.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mill Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule a tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to Wallingford, the heart, one of the hearts of Delaware County. We have a whole bunch of hearts down here in this city. One of the smaller counties land-wise, but we have, 23 high schools. Boys hoops tonight, 6-3 Pencrest with the lead over Strathaven, 1:46 to go in quarter number one. This is Mallon cross court to Ty Norwood. Tyler is guarded by Green Springfield to Mallon for three. No good. Offensive rebound attempt by the big fella in there in Ruffin, and then taken by Strathaven. Right side to Springfield. He drives, floats, and misses the shot. Offensive rebound no good by Fuller. And then the defensive rebound taken by Mallon. Mallon to Ty Norwood, 5'8 sophomore. Good-looking young athlete. Controls the game well for a 10th grader. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer. Tough, tough defense by the Springfield boy on him. Mallon looking almost traveled. Right wing corner for three. Too strong. Another rebound by Fuller. Fuller's a tough kid. I don't know if he played football
or not. Yes, he did.
Down low, under the basket, and he throws it out high to Springfield. 48 seconds ago, this is Jahmeer Springfield, J-A-H-M-E-I-R. Grandparents are hopefully listening to the game on the internet. They're on a Caribbean cruise, I understand. Top of the key. And Springfield driving in a push foul on Pencrest. They call that on Sean Norwood, first, team's third. Coming into the game for the Lions, number 15, Peter Spiata, who is a 6'4 senior. 32 seconds ago, now checking it for Strathaven, Patrick O'Kane, a 5'10 junior. So Isharopoulos under his offensive basket gets it out now. O'Kane, top of the key to Jahmeer Springfield, driving right side, floats in the air, misses the shot. They battle for it, tip underneath, and the layup by Josh Singleton. He was in the right spot at the right time, like a hockey player at the edge of the crease. Back comes Springfield. Norwood. Norwood guarded by Springfield. 7 seconds to go, first quarter. And pass underneath, knocked away by Isharopoulos, but then taken by Ruffin. Underneath, layup on the give and go at the buzzer is good by Peter Spiata. And he has two. We've completed one quarter of play. One heck of a game. Low scoring, but tough, tough game. 8-5, Pencrest. Boys basketball, DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back to Strathaven High School in Wallingford. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, 8-5, low scoring game, but still very entertaining as we go to the second quarter. Pencrest with the lead, Mike. I tell you, good defense, both teams.
Yeah, but, you know, teams are having trouble getting the shots in, and it's happened for both of them. Pencrest got that layup right at the buzzer at the end of the first quarter, but you know, I'm going to expect this to change. I don't think it's going to be a high-scoring affair, but I think you're going to see more buckets dropping in as defense gets a little tired. But very well matched here. I mean, again, you get a three-point game, so it's no big deal in basketball.
Pencrest to have the ball here to begin quarter number two. Sean Norwood inbounds the ball backcourt to Tyler, guarded closely by Green Springfield. Strathaven picking up the defensive pressure, and that's going to be a push on Javon Green Springfield. And the bad news for Strathaven, that's a second already.
Yeah, they're going to have to watch the fouls. You know, aggressive play is wonderful, but if you start getting in foul trouble too soon, it can prove to be a disaster.
And Crest with the ball, 3-point lead. How about the weather? Unbelievable for this time of year, like 65, 70 degrees. Pencrest back, top of the key to Mallon. Left side to Ruffin. Now three ball straight away. No good by Norwood. Tyler, his brother, floats off the glass. No, and a long rebound out high. It goes here to Jahmeer Springfield. Jahmeer is only a junior coming back. Kyrie Fuller ready to check back in. Here comes Jahmeer right side to O'Kane. Weave the ball around. Singleton and then a travel by Springfield. Too many steps on Javon. Fuller back in, coming out of the game for Strathaven. Singleton, you hear the dog pound in the background from Pencrest. You can't do that. Both great crowd. I love the Garnet Valley fans.
The Garnet Valley fans?
Yeah, the Garnet Valley last week.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Section. Oh, I thought you were changing. Okay, changing gears on me. There we go.
Student section there, and two good ones here tonight. Yep. And here's Taylor off the glass.
Nice shot.
A.J. Taylor, 6 points, 10-5, Pencrest. Strathaven left to right here in quarter number two with Jahmeer Springfield. Isharopoulos ready to check back into the game for Strathaven. Out to Springfield. Thought about the three, held up, and he throws it away on the near side. A couple of unforced turnovers there. Coming out of the game is O'Kane. And Issaropoulos comes back in trying to add some senior leadership.
Well, they're going to have to calm down a little bit. They're moving the ball around. They're trying to be cute. They got to really watch what's going on. They're talking to each other now, trying to make sure they're in the right position.
Springfield's father, Jamai, one of the best to come out of Chester High, 1992 grad. He, of course, is in the house here today. Crossover Norwood, left side to Manny Ruffin. Then they get it between the circles to Sean Norwood. Sean, left side to brother Tyler, closely guarded by Springfield. Foul line to Taylor, stops, fires off the glass, no good. And Jameer Springfield with the rebound. All right, Strathaven only down by 5 points, 10-5, 6 minutes ago, second quarter on DelcoHoops.com. Bringing you worldwide coverage. Airs a long three, Springfield.
Ooh.
Back of the rim, no good. Harar hustling for that rebound. Tie up, possession arrow is going to be with, I think it's going to be with
Pencrest, I think.
Strathaven, I believe.
No, Strathaven got it on the opening tip. I don't think there was a...
The arrow. Oh,
but the arrow would have been used, obviously, for the quarter.
So there you go. It's Strathaven ball.
Yeah, it's Strathaven ball.
Springfield to Springfield. Down low for Harar. Lay it up and in.
That's the move the Haven's got to be able to get to.
Somehow they're going to have to try to get A.J. Taylor in foul trouble. Good ball game, man. 10-7. Pencrest by three. Norwood against Springfield. Norwood right of the key. Norwood top of the key. Harar comes up. Very athletic. 6'8". He's only a junior. Here's A.J. Taylor. Too many steps. Travel. And Coach Doyle telling A.J., go up for the shot. Yeah, good position. There's a Strathaven student section here. 5:21 to go. Second quarter. 10-7 Pencrest. Boys basketball tonight. Right of the key, Fuller. Fuller looks to spin. He's double-teamed, forces up a shot, and he drains it off the glass for two. Kyrie Fuller for Strathaven. And the Panthers only down by one now to the Lions, 10-9, 5 minutes to go. Second quarter. Right wing corner, Mallon, guarded closely by Fuller. And it's off Taylor out of bounds. They tried to get the ball down low.
Good. That was a partial steal, really.
The pass, it was a nice bounce pass attempt, but it was at the knees, unfortunately, of Taylor. Off his knees, out of bounds. Here comes Strathaven. A chance to take the lead here. I can tell right away he's doing a great job here, Coach McFadden.
Oh, yeah.
Strathaven. Right away. Foul line, Harar. Thought about it. Gets it out high now between the circles to Springfield. This is Jameer. Issaropoulos, left of the key. Right of the key, Fuller. Fuller drive, spin, shot, no, but a foul. What a move by Kyrie Fuller.
And that kind of a move is designed to draw the, if he doesn't get it in, draw the foul. Of course, you hope you get it in, count the shot, and then get the three.
That's number two now on the 6'5A.
That's what they want to do, is draw him down.
Jay Taylor. So two free throws here for Kyrie. And Coach McFadden played for one of the best. Been in this area 30 years after moving from Mifflin County, PA. Bobby Miller at Upper Darby. I said second time I said Upper Dauphin because that's just one of the schools we covered where I was. And back into the game now is number 15 for Pencrest, Peter Spiata, replacing Taylor as those two fouls. So first free throw, no good. Fuller for the tie. Up. Looks like it's going to be short. And the rebound, Spiata for Pencrest. They were 24-6 last year. Big upset against Penn Wood in the first round of the District 1 tournament. Right at the foul line, Spiata gets it to Ruffin, right side Norwood. He loses the ball out of bounds. Great hustle there by Springfield. Very, very intense. We can't hear the crowd as much as we'd like to with the headsets. I can feel it. You know, a little talking there, and the refs are just calming the boys down. Great job by the referees, Mike.
Yep. This is going to get real intense real quick if they don't keep this in check.
4:02 to go. Second quarter. Pencrest to inbound. Far side. Mallon gets it in to Norwood. That's Sean Norwood. Passes it back to Tyler. Back to Sean, to Tyler, right of the key. Way outside. Good defense, both teams. Throwing all kinds of different defenses out there. Zone man-to-man. Almost because fans are nuts. It's crazy here. Top of the key, Norwood. Left of the key. Offensive foul or push? Oh, no. That's going to be number 5 on Javon Green Springfield, and he's going to have to come out of the game.
That's number 5 already?
Number 3.
I was going to say, where
on number 5.
Right, okay.
Javon Springfield. Thank you for that correction right there. 3-ball, left wing corner, back to the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Harar for Strathaven. 10-9 Pencrest, 3.5 to go, quarter number 2. Issharopoulos, he has the range. Back of the rim, no good. Fuller, a very athletic rebound. Underneath, up, no, but a foul. And Kyrie again will go to the line, shooting 2. Personal 23, Ruffin. First, I have 5 team fouls here, Pencrest. Strathaven, I have them with 4.
Okay.
Fuller got that one, does Kyrie. We are tied at 10. 10-10 game. 3:17 to go, second quarter. Big Central League battle. Fuller again. Up. Rims
Ooh.
Out. Rims in. 4 for Fuller. Strathaven with a 1-point lead. 11-10. 3:10 to go in quarter number 2. Norwood right of the key. Spiata. Norwood right wing corner. Stops. Fires.
Ooh,
yes.
Nice shot.
Floater by Tyler Norwood. 5'8 sophomore. Impressive. First 2 points of the night. 12-11. In favor of Pencrest. We're from Strathaven tonight. Fuller. Near wing. Between the circles, now Springfield looking low for Harar. A little bit of a mismatch right there. Lays it up, no good.
Well, Harar's having trouble tonight. He cannot buy a shot.
And the rebound, Pencrest by Mallon. Back comes Ty Norwood. Crossover, stop, fires, hits. Beautiful move and jumper by Tyler Norwood. 4 points for him. Pencrest 14, Strathaven 11. Springfield back, looking low again for Harar. Underneath, stolen away, tie up, possession arrow, Pencrest. What a job there, Mike, by Mike Mallon.
Yep, Harar really got tied up. Harar's having a tough night tonight. He's not getting the shots to drop, and he's not getting things falling his way, but there's hope.
2:10 to go.
Yep.
Second quarter, Dave Berman, Mike Mayer. Back comes Tyler Norwood, right to left. To Sean. Sean between the circles to Tyler. Tyler driving right side. Wide open left wing corner. Dropped the ball. Did Sean. Picks it back up. Pencrest with the ball. 3-point lead. 1:50 to go in quarter number 2 at Strathaven High School.
You can see Pencrest got the momentum here.
That's a long, long 3. No good. Rebound. Long rebound. Issharopoulos. Good hustle there by Ish. He keeps it up the court. He's going to go to the basket, and he wants a foul. He's not going to get it. Take it away by Pencrest. Ruffin going to go to the basket. Ruffin layup, no good. Rebound is taken by Singleton. Josh Singleton to Ish. Ish to the basket. Layup blocked out of bounds. Good defensive play back into the game for Haven. Patrick O'Kane. But Issharopoulos up and down the court. He needs a breather. 1:23 to go here in quarter number We're in quarter number 2. What a game.
I'm exhausted.
It's low scoring, but you got to love it, Coach. It's very well played.
Absolutely.
Fuller, right side, jumper, Singleton. Yes! Singleton has 4. 1:17 to go, turning clock, second quarter. Pencrest by, they got to put 2 points on the board. Yeah. 14-13. Pencrest, Norwood, double team. And they're going to call a foul, but that's all right, unless it's going to be on Harar, and it is.
Yep.
That's his second. Javon Green Springfield with 3 for Strathaven. Harar with 2. Hardly any fouls really in the game, a combined 10 for a very physical, tough ball game. And the ball is knocked away, steal by Strathaven, and a foul. Frustration foul by Spiata. That'll be his first. Team foul number 6 on Pencrest. So both teams still not in the bonus yet. Number 43 into the game for Strathaven. He is a 6'5 sophomore, Cooper.
Harar just came out.
Good move. Cooper Driscoll is into the game for Strathaven. Back comes Springfield. Number four, Jahmyr Springfield, the junior, right of the key, 46 seconds. Will Strathaven go for the final shot here? Both teams are showing a lot of patience, a lot of poise. Obviously, well, he's going to go for three. Back of the rim, no good. I thought it was an offensive rebound, but taken on the near side by Sean Norwood. Pencrest with the ball. Will they go for the final shot with 27 seconds to go? Crossover dribble, Norwood against Springfield. Two quick cats. He brings it out high, does Tyler Norwood. 19 seconds ago, second quarter. 14-13 in favor of Pencrest. Top of the key, Mallon. They don't want him. They would like him to shoot Strathaven.
Ooh.
Give and go. Driving to the basket, and his shot was blocked. That was Manny Ruffin, but a foul, and two free throws coming for Ruffin. Personal on Patrick O'Kane. And that'll be his first. Isharopoulos will come in late here in the second quarter.
And we got 5 seconds left in the second quarter, so after this goes, it'll be very quick.
Two free throws first, up and good. Manny Ruffin with three. We have Ryan Granger also coming into the game for Pencrest. 5 seconds ago before halftime. 15-13 is the score in favor of Pencrest. Up again, it's going to be around the rim and in. Now, Strathaven, can they get a three here to tie it at halftime? Springfield is back. His shot is blocked at the buzzer. We are at halftime in a barn burner and a low-scoring affair, but a quick first half. Pencrest 16, Strathaven 13. We'll pause. Hear from our sponsors. Halftime score, 16-13, Pencrest. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back here. Strathaven High School in Wallingford. Halftime score, Pencrest 16. Strathaven 13. Boys basketball on DelcoHoops.com. Matthew DeGeorge. I'll call you Matt. Is that right, Matt?
That works for me.
All right, Delco Times. How long have you been working for?
About 5 years now.
Oh, great. So you got a good read. What do you think of the game so far?
It's been an interesting game. It's one of those where you... I think both teams have kind of dictated the way they want to play, but the offense just hasn't really been there. There hasn't been a lot of jump shots knocked down. I don't think anyone's hit a three. Isharopoulos has had a couple good looks that normally you expect him to knock down, but it's interesting. The foul situation seems to be changing things a little bit. Harar had that one and kind of sat down early. Taylor sat down for a while.
Springfield.
Springfield with three, yeah. It seemed, and three off-ball. At least two of them were off ball. One of them, I think, was offensive, kind of ticky-tack fouls. But it'll be interesting how that post-battle plays out. Taylor gets a little bit of a rest, but him and Harar and Fuller, too, because Fuller's been really working the boards and has been kind of fronting A.J. Taylor a little bit. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. That's a very good matchup.
Coach McFadden, first year, you can tell he's a good coach. Mm-hmm. Very good. And Mike Doyle's a legend.
Absolutely. And you see them kind of going at each other with some of the different looks that they're throwing out there. I think McFadden went into that high press. I guess it was a 1-2-2 for a little while. Doyle's drawn up a couple different zones, so that kind of changes the dynamic a little bit.
All right, Central League, let's talk. Focus on Central League boys basketball. Who's the favorite?
We're going to find that out tonight because Conestoga and Ridley are playing in what's probably the marquee game league-wide. But, Garnet Valley has had a good start to the season. It's kind of hard to figure where all these teams kind of fall. I mean, Pencrest takes Lower Merion to double overtime, and you think, well, maybe that's just them catching Lower Merion on a bad night. And then the next night, Haverford takes them to overtime. So I think that's indicative of the fact that you're going to have a really bunched-up league. Radnor goes and wins at Springfield. They've got an interesting squad that last year was very young, went through some growing pains. This year's better. There's going to be a lot of teams in the mix.
Special guest halftime, Matthew DeGeorge from Delco Times. Real quick before we get out of here, halftime score is 16-13, Pencrest boys basketball over Strathaven. Both these teams are quad A, I believe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. District 1 quad A. What do you think? I mean, is it Chester is 1-2, heartbreaking losses, who knows? I mean, it's going to be a Ridley, you said?
There's going to be, right now, actually, an interesting game in that, looking at different leagues. Academy Park and Downingtown West are playing right now.
Yeah.
And I think Downingtown West is up 6 at the half, so that's kind of an interesting game. I think Plymouth White Marsh is playing someone big. You know, you're going to look at the local, at the usual suspects until someone says differently. And Chester, yes, they're off to the slow start. Yes, they lose to McCaskey, which is...
Very good team. State semis last year.
Exactly, a good team, but a team that we've seen Chester beat a lot in recent years. I think it's taken some time for the pieces to grow there, but I'm sure that they'll be in the picture. Same with Penwood. A lot of these same teams are going to be back in that picture again. Ridley, a team that if they do what they can in the Central League, could get a relatively easy road through districts.
Keep up the great work. Really appreciate it. We'll see you again on our show. Matthew DeGeorge, great. We could talk sports all day between you, me, and Mike, and then Brian Carroll will join us down the road. Okay, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule a tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
Welcome back to the second half of today's basketball game. Today's sponsors are Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Plush Mills Senior Living Community, big enough to count on, small enough to care, in Wallingford. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Now back to the second half with Dave Berman and Mike Mayer.
Okie dokie, Pencrest 16, Strathaven 13 at halftime. Running down the scoring, 5'8 sophomore Tyler Norwood for the Lions with 4 2-points for Peter Spiata, 6'4 senior. 4 points for 6'1 junior Manny Ruffin. 6 points for A.J. Taylor, a 6'5 senior. Total of 16 for the Lions. For Strathaven, under first-year head coach Dave McFadden, 4 points for Kyrie Fuller. He's a 6-foot senior. 4 for 6'3 senior Josh Singleton. 1 point for Alex Isharopoulos. They call him Ish, 6'2 senior. Only 1 point so far. Wait, he could get hot in the second half.
Absolutely.
And then Harar, 6'8 junior. 2 personal fouls and 4 points, 16-13. And we are moving quickly here, getting ready for the third quarter, Mike. And, oh, man, even though, again, it's low scoring, it's not a boring game at all.
Oh, no, not a boring game at all. I mean, very aggressive defense. Not the kind of shot you would necessarily want. And of course, some of the layups, since I've just aren't going in, Herrera's had a terrible problem trying to get the baskets, the balls to drop. But, you know, second half of basketball, he's going to calm down, come back in. Pencrest, on the other hand, has really been a little bit of a dominating force. They've really been aggressive. They've made some good shots, some excellent baskets. Very strong defense on both sides. But the score shows that Pencrest is in the lead, and I would say that Pencrest has definitely played a little better of a game right up to this moment.
So here we go, getting ready for the third quarter, 16-13. Pencrest, again, last season, 24-6 under Coach Mike Doyle in year number 13. Dave McFadden, I know you're impressed with him, Coach.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, you know, this team needed something, some kind of spark that somebody had to find. And so far, I mean, whether they win or lose, whether Haven wins or loses tonight, they're definitely playing basketball, and they're playing with some good kids. So, you know, this should do well for the season.
Strathaven has the ball first here in quarter number three. Very intense crowd starting to pick up. It's actually a bigger crowd than you would think, because this is a huge gym here at Strathaven High. Fuller drives to the basket against Taylor, and he scores. Kyrie Fuller with 6. 16-15, 1 point lead for Pencrest. Norwood is back. Taylor right of the key. Taylor at the foul line gets it to Sean Norwood. Jumper in and out. Who wants that rebound? It's Harar for Strathaven. They can take the lead here again. Springfield, that's Jameer to Ish. Back to Jameer to Ish. Isharopoulos. Pass is stolen away. What a job there by Mike Mallon, 6'2 junior. He is a workhorse. Here's a steal by Fuller. Fuller ahead of the pack. Lay it up and in. Kyrie Fuller. I don't know what position he played in football. Looks like a running back.
He is a running back.
17-16 in favor of Strathaven. Both squads, 3-1 early this season. Knocked away by Springfield. That's a backcourt almost. I think it is, yes.
Yep.
Not that I'm a referee.
But you called it. Good for you.
Great job by Javon Green Springfield, the 6'2 senior. And we're going to have a quick timeout
here.
Yeah,
big time turnover.
Pencrest calls time. 6:43 to go, third quarter. Strathaven 17, Pencrest 16. Boys High School Basketball exclusively, DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Thank you, Ralph Lawler. Longtime sportscaster in the Philly area. and then he went to Los Angeles?
Yeah, it just happened to luck out and knew somebody who knew him, and he was willing to do the tag. You've had a few people. Beasley Reese did it for us once. He was actually at the football stadium, and he did the tag for us. And we've been trying to get some other people, Ed Rendell. We can't seem to get any interest.
The Gov! You're kidding me!
Well, we haven't, but...
Better watch his language. Right?
we give him the script.
He gets a little fired up on the Eagles post-game live. All right, back to the action. Strathaven with the ball. 6:40 to go here in quarter number three. We're in Wallingford tonight. Big boys basketball game. Central League. Kyrie Fuller drives, fouled out high. And I missed that. It's going to be a foul out high.
Well, they blew a whistle and they kept playing. And I think he's after 30 because he kind of fell on...
Personal was on...
A.J. Taylor fell on Harar, I thought. But.
Not sure who the foul... Definitely on Penn Crest. But we'll find out who... Anyway, it's Strathaven ball. Harar, left side Springfield. That is Jabon to Kyrie Fuller. Fuller gets it out high to Yesharopoulos between the circles to Jahmyr Springfield to brother Jabon. Right wing corner now thinking about it. A jumper now penetrating to the basket underneath. Harar up. Shot blocked by Taylor. Taylor almost gets the ball taken away in the backcourt by Harar, but picks it up. And here is Penn Crest back left to right. Sean Norwood. 6 minutes to go. Third quarter. Crowd really getting into it. Early season action. And a barn burner here. Norwood stops, pops, back to the rim, no good. Harar, another rebound, knocked away from behind, taken by Pencrest, driving to the basket, off the glass for two. He's a quick son of a gun. Tyler Norwood has six. It is now 18-17, the lead for Pencrest. Slowly back Springfield. Near side, Yesharopoulos, cross court, Springfield. A lot of length out there on this trap by the number 23 for Pencrest. Almost a turnover. He's a thorn in their side. 6'1 junior Manny Ruffin, but he's long, Mike. Very long arms. Strathaven slowing it up. 5:11 to go, third quarter. This is Jahmyr Springfield. Top of the key, Harar. Left wing corner, Yesharopoulos. Out to Jabon Springfield. Jabon, right side, Fuller. Stops, fires. Good by Springfield. Excuse me. That is Fuller. 6 in the quarter, 10 in the game. 19-18 in favor of Strathaven. Norwood, left wing corner Mallon. Man-to-man defense here, Strathaven. Sean Norwood throws it away, looking for A.J. Taylor underneath. Strathaven will get the ball back. Jahmyr Springfield, 5'9 junior. Got two Norwoods out there and two Springfields. Jabon is going to, he was a little confused in the backcourt there, and he calls time. Quick timeout. We'll take a 30-second break, Mike. Is that okay?
Yeah, we'll do that. Let me just get set
all
here.
All right, we have 4:29 to go here in quarter number three. 19-18 Strathaven over Pencrest. Boys basketball, DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for ways to reach families in Delaware County? DelcoHoops.com not only broadcasts our high school basketball games live, but they also are fully archived so our listeners can tune in at their leisure 24/7 to listen to their favorite broadcast. Go to DelcoHoops.com and contact us to find out about our sponsorships. Link your business to the fun and excitement of high school basketball. High school basketball and your company, a great combination.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
4:25 to go. Back to the action. Underneath for Harar. Gets it out to Yesharopoulos, left wing corner. We're in the third quarter. Strathaven by one. Stopping, popping, Springfield. No good. Rebound, Pencrest. Good job, Sean Norwood. To brother Tyler Norwood. In front of us, left to right. Norwood stops, fires off balance jumper, no good. Yesharopoulos, good rebound for Strathaven. Strong young man. And he's due to get hot here.
Well, right? It's a long season. We'll see. Well, it's really not in basketball or high school, but it may not be tonight. We'll see.
Springfield down low for Harar. Right block, double two, wide open. Here we go. Springfield for three. No good. Harar, offensive rebound, up shot block. What do they go? Tie up. Possession arrow with Pencrest.
They're doing that. You know, I think that was what they were coached. I suspect Pencrest took a look at the game film and said, you know, we can tie him up, and that will really frustrate him. And so far, Harar is one frustrated player.
3:36 to go. We're in the third quarter. And a foul is going to be called on Jameer Springfield off the ball, his first. Each team one foul here in the second half. 3.5 to go third quarter. Strathaven by 1 point over Pencrest. Huge early Central League game. And they're going to call a foul on Isharopoulos. Isharopoulos with the foul. And that'll be his first. Team foul number two. Can't say what the student section over there is saying. Pencrest retains the ball. I'm talking about, this is like an old school game from the 50s, Mike. I mean, really tough, tough defense here. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer. It's Tyler Norwood. Quick on quick. Crossover against Springfield. Underneath the basket, reverse. Good!
Oh. Nice shot. So pretty.
Tyler Norwood, a 5'8 sophomore. 20-19, Pencrest by one. Springfield to Isharopoulos. Kyrie Fuller right side. Kyrie looks to penetrate, trying to get that third foul on Taylor. Shot is blocked out of bounds. Coming out of nowhere again, Mike. He has your first name, by the way. Mike Mallon. And you're Eminem, too.
That's right.
And so is Mike Mallon for Pencrest. Good block. Does all the garbage-type player. Dirty, does the dirty work.
Thanks a lot.
2:50 to go. Third quarter. Right side Springfield. He's due to make a shot. Ooh. Back to the rim, no good. Harar for the rebound. Foul on the play. Is it going to be on Mallon or Taylor? Uh-oh. Number three on Taylor. That's number three on A.J. Taylor. And we have technical fouls on both teams. Kyrie Fuller, a technical, along with number zero, Norwood. That's a second. All right, so Kyrie's, everybody's got to settle down a little bit here, Mike. We have
we got score tables screaming at players that are being substituted, didn't go in properly. And
2:43 to go. Third quarter. Strathaven with the ball. Leading it 20-19.
A lot of confusion with the scoring table and...
So there was a double technical.
Right.
And then before that was a reach and foul on A.J. Taylor of Pencrest, who has three now. So this is where Harar could come up big here. Coach McFadden, first year.
Coach McFadden is complaining that before they issue a technical, there should be at least a warning, which is, you know, discretionary, obviously. And they decided not to use discretionary, just threw the foul.
DelcoHoops.com, a barn burner tonight. Our next game, next Tuesday, Garnet Valley, Springfield. So we'll be announcing Springfield a lot that night. Tonight we have two Springfield boys for Strathaven. Haven with the ball. 1 point. Oh, wait a minute. They trail by 1 point. Three ball. In and out. Offensive rebound. Harar out to Springfield. What a pass underneath. Lay it up and in by Josh Singleton. 6 points for Josh. Strathaven leading by one. 21-20. 2:20 to go. Third quarter. Norwood back, guarded by Springfield. Norwood to the basket. Floater.
Oh.
Good again.
Boy, just sailed over Harar.
He is.
Hands up. That was like trying to pitch it over a tree.
Kyrie Fuller ready to check back into the game for Strathaven. 22-21. Back and forth. Back and forth they come. Strathaven with the ball. Right wing corner, Singleton. Singleton out to Springfield. Drives. Layup. Yes.
Ooh.
Jameer Springfield.
Very pretty.
His first two of the night, 23-22, in favor of Strathaven, a buck 45 to go in the third quarter. Here comes Tyler Norwood back. Flips it to Sean, his brother. Top of the key. Springfield on the Norwood boys. Long three is good. Ooh. Again by Tyler Norwood. He has all their points here, Pencrest, in the third quarter. 9. Isharopoulos, 3 ball. He drains it from the right wing corner. His first 3 of the night. It's now. Strathaven should be up by 1.
Yeah,
26-25. Floater blocked by Harar. Here comes Isharopoulos. Isharopoulos pass right side. Driving to the basket. Layup is good. And a foul. Good and a foul. The basket by Singleton again. Unbelievable. Crowd going crazy here at Strathaven High School. 29-25. 4-point lead for Haven. Okay, clock. Now they're having trouble with the clock here. Mike, did you get that last foul against Pencrest? I guess not, but stoppage in the play, on the play. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer. It is electric in here now. Early season, Central League, boys basketball battle in the heart of Delaware County. That's why we're DelcoHoops.com. 27-25?
Actually, I'm working with the score right now because my score is different than the scoreboard and they're trying to figure it out.
It should be 28-25. 3-point lead.
That is correct, and that's what they've got now.
Strathaven. And a free throw coming here. And we're going to keep it right here.
Yeah,
we don't
absolutely
want to miss. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Unreal.
No timeout. There is no timeout, actually. They're just because we were all playing with the score over here.
Well, we won't have far to go home tonight after this game.
No, we sure won't. But I'll tell you, we won't be able to go to sleep so fast. So
yeah,
our adrenaline's going to be pumping on
this
one.
Great.
Okay. So we've got Josh Singleton at the line.
Shooting 1, trying to complete a 3-point play the old-fashioned way. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Mallon of Pencrest. 3-point lead, 1 minute to go, third quarter. Boys hoops, everybody on the edge of their seat here. And it's going to be a rip-roaring third quarter. Knocked away by Javon Springfield on Ruffin. Top of the key, Sean Norwood, guarded by Jahmyr Springfield. To Mallon and a push foul out high on Singleton. That'll be his first. Let's look at the team fouls here in the second half. 4 on Strathaven, 4 on Pencrest. Both squads have 2 fouls to give. 39.7 seconds to go, third quarter. Pencrest to inbound the ball, right wing corner. Norwood wide open, 3 ball. Again.
Ooh.
Again for 3. He's unbelievable. He has all their points and a turnover on Strathaven. They said Springfield was, he stepped on the end line before he threw the ball in bounds, Mike. 33.5 seconds ago, third quarter, 28-28. Tyler Norwood, 5'8 sophomore, has all the points here. He has 12 points in this quarter. 3 regular twos and 2 trades. Norwood, you cannot leave him open.
They did for a second, but he didn't take the shot.
He gets by Springfield. Pass underneath. Layup is partially blocked by Singleton. 20 seconds ago. Rebound Strathaven. Here comes Springfield back. Springfield all the way to the rack. Oh, man. I thought there was a foul there. He misses the shot. Put his body in. No foul called. Now a free throw. Now a foul called on Strathaven.
Yep. On Josh Singleton.
So on Singleton, I have him for 2. 12.3 seconds to go. Here in the third quarter, tie game, 28-28. Sean Norwood, backcourt pressure, Strathaven. They give it to Tyler. Tyler Norwood up to Mallon. Mallon with 4 seconds to go, right wing corner. Norwood at the buzzer. No good. Rebound Fuller. We are tied at 28. Pencrest and Strathaven after 3 quarters of play in an unbelievable boys high school basketball game. We'll take a break here from one of our great sponsors. You're listening to Boys Basketball. I'm Dave Berman along with Mike Mayer on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her 3 children are Strathaven graduates.
Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
What a game. Pencrest, Strathaven, Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, boys hoops, tied at 28 as we head to the fourth quarter. Tyler Norwood, remember that name, is only playing his fifth varsity. No, he played last year. He also played as a freshman. So this year, sophomore, all 12 Pencrest points in the third quarter, and balanced effort here by Strathaven here tonight. 28-28, Strathaven will have the ball to begin quarter number four. And this, you would think this is March.
Yep.
And that's the attitude you want to play with every game. You want to play to win. You want to play with heart and soul and just get out there and play like it's your last game. Am I taking it too seriously here, Mike?
No, it's all right.
That's all right. Strathaven with the ball, Springfield right at the key. He looks to drive, gets it out. Jumper by Fuller is good, and Kyrie is at a nice game. A tremendous game, actually. 12 points for him. Strathaven by two, 30-28. Full court pressure here. They get it up the court. Driving, off the glass. No offensive foul, a block. They're going to call a block here on Isharopoulos, number two. And going to the line is Manny Ruffin, a 6'1 junior and a very solid young ball player. He'll be shooting two. Mike Doyle, year number 13, head coach for Pencrest. 160 wins, 133 losses. Free throw up, good by Ruffin. Manny will get another. Again, up, around the rim and in for Manny Ruffin, who has six. Tied at 30. Full court pressure now for Strathaven. Springfield to Springfield to Isharopoulos across midcourt, driving left side. A path to the basket, layup, no. Harar follows. Ooh. Good, and a foul. John Harar. He is a tough young man.
He has five defensive rebounds and four offensive rebounds.
What a job. 32-30 Strathaven. 7:21 to go in the fourth quarter. 16 fouls on Strathaven here. Second half, five on Pencrest. Free throw up and good.
Nothing but net there.
6'8" junior John Harar. 3-point lead in favor of Strathaven. Here comes Pencrest back across the timeline. Spiata gets it out high to Norwood. Tyler Norwood with a total of 12 points in the last quarter. He has 16 for the game. 5'8 sophomore. Here for Pencrest. They slow it up. Here's his brother Sean for three. Back to the rim, no good. Rebound, Springfield. That is Javon. Javon gets it to his brother Jameer. Right side Fuller. Looks to drive and a reach-in foul. Let's see who that's on. It's going to be on Tyler Norwood.
Yeah, he was shocked.
I have him for three.
That's why he's shocked.
6:44 to go. Fourth quarter. Haven now with a little bit of a bulge here by three. And here's a stop and a pop. Ooh. No good. Harar with the offensive rebound scores.
That, Harar has been critical in this half.
And they're going to have to bring A.J. Taylor back into the game, Pencrest.
To neutralize him.
Yeah, he has three fouls. They got to stick with him the rest of the way here. 5-point lead for Strathaven over Pencrest. Pencrest has won the last three meetings over the past couple of years. Strathaven only six wins over the past couple of years. Already three this year. Driving baseline Spiata, and he is fouled. So 17 fouls now. 17 fouls on Strathaven. So 1-1 here for Peter Spiata. He is a 6-foot senior for Pencrest in their black, red, yellow uniforms. 6:11 to go in the fourth. Front end is up. bounces high around the rim and in by Spiata.
Boy, that went around the world and came back.
Peter has three. 35-31. Strathaven by four. Up. And back of the rim, no good. Rebound, Javon Green, Springfield. Three-sport athlete for Strathaven. They lead by four. They can kind of slow it up a little bit here. But they're looking down low. That could have been over the back. Nothing called. Harar gets it stolen away by Tyler Norwood. Norwood back against Springfield to the basket. No, but a foul. Springfield now for Javon. That'll be number four. Isharopoulos will come back into the game for the Panthers. 5:54 to go here in the fourth quarter. 35-31, four-point lead. Strathaven, two shots. 5'8 sophomore Tyler Norwood, nothing but net. 17 for him. Taylor back in for Pencrest. Norwood will get another. Biggest lead of the night for Strathaven, 5. 35-30. Up. Missed in and out. Rebound Fuller. Kyrie gets it to Jahmyr Springfield. Far side across midcourt. And they slow it up. Man-to-man defense here by Pencrest. Isharopoulos open for three.
Got it.
He's got it again. Alex Isharopoulos.
All right, now we need Haven needs good defense here. Oh, there's a timeout.
Timeout by Mike Doyle and Pencrest. We'll take a break. 5:30 to go in quarter number four. Boys basketball, 38-32. Strathaven, DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Oh, it's rocking in here tonight in Wallingford at Strathaven High School. You can hear the student sections going crazy here tonight. The dog pound at Pencrest, and I don't know what they call Strathaven's.
It's just a student section, I think.
I think the Strathaven, wouldn't that be nice if they could put a performance on a band? The band come out here. That would take up the whole gym, right?
Well, you couldn't do that.
400 members. Some schools have a smaller band at some of their games. High school I've seen over the years, different places.
Yeah.
But.
Well, it's not a competitive band. They don't compete because it's too many kids, so. But they sacrifice. They decide they don't want to compete. They just rather have a massive band. And it is spectacular. They do perform here. They've had the performance. They do perform after football season and put on a show. It's wonderful.
5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. 38-32. Strathaven over Pencrest. Boys basketball. Central League game. Early in the season. It's hot in here in the gym. A.J. Taylor looks to drive. Shot is no good, but he draws a foul. A.J. Taylor will go to the line, shooting 42.
Boy, Harar took the foul. What's he up to now?
Harar, I have him for three.
Okay.
Got three fouls on right. John Harar. So, Taylor, everything's big here for Pencrest. The Lions trailing by six. Up, good. Taylor has his first point here in the second half. Seven for the game. He'll get another one up. Good. Nothing but net. 5:15 to go. Fourth quarter. Half court trap. Springfield will call time. Take a break again, Mike. 5:08 to go. Fourth quarter.
Sure.
Yep. 38-34. Strathaven over Pencrest. DelcoHoops.com.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
5 minutes and 8 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
Which is an eternity in basketball.
Yes. 38 34. Four-point bulge for Strathaven under first-year head coach Dave McFadden.
Well, Pencrest still has to play their game. They can't get too panicky at it. If they're losing by four with, you know, a minute and a half left, that's when you start to get a little panicky. But right now, just play your game. Try to keep Haven off the board, get your rebounds, and pull ahead.
Strathaven with the ball. Full court pressure. They get it across the timeline. Isharopoulos gets it out to Jahmyr Springfield, the point guard. Down low. Beautiful move. Up and two again for John Harar. He has seven in the quarter, 11 for the game.
I was going to say, they need to get him in the key, and they're doing it now.
Norwood down low, A.J. Taylor, double team, spins, fires around, and two.
Nice shot.
A.J., four in the quarter, 10 for the game. Not again.
Yep.
These are mistakes that Strathaven head coach Dave McFadden will not accept. Again, trying to inbound the ball, you got to inbound it before you step over the end line there.
Yep.
So back to Pencrest. Norwood to inbound. That is Sean. Sean looking. And now layup, no, but a foul off the ball. And it's going to be on Springfield, I believe. It's on Jahmyr Springfield, the junior. I have him for unofficially two. 1-1 situation, 10 team fouls. Back into the game.
I think the foul was on Harar.
And that's four on Harar. We'll have to wait and see now. A little confusion. I believe. Bottom line is Harar staying in the game.
Yeah. So you can't have four on him. They wouldn't.
40-36. 10 team fouls here in the second half on Strathaven. Just six for Pencrest. 4:30 to go. Free throws here. Well, actually, yeah, it's two. Two shots here for Norwood. Up. He missed it. He's missed two free throws here in the fourth quarter. And now Springfield will come in. And I believe that last personal was on Harar. So he has four. And they miss his presence underneath. Again, good. Tyler Norwood. Two in the quarter. 18 for the game.
Now a three-point game.
Pencrest is trailing by three. Isharopoulos has it out high. Somebody should be wide open. Springfield. It's Fuller looking to drive slowly. They get it out here to Springfield. Dribbling towards the basket. Pass underneath. He forced it too much. Turned over. And then a turnover there by Pencrest in the backcourt. They had trouble dealing with the pressure. So both teams committing mistakes. Strathaven gets the ball back.
Well, there's a certain tiredness factor here, obviously fatigue. And, in a tight game, everything counts.
Yes, it does. Fuller looks to drive. Up. No. Long rebound taken by Pencrest. They can tie it with a three. Coming back underneath Mallon. Layup good. Mike Mallon, first two of the night.
Pencrest is doing exactly what they have to. Keep Haven off the boards and make their scores count. And we're within 1 point now.
Slowly back Springfield. Jahmyr Springfield. Far side. Looking. Right wing Fuller. Springfield. Cross court to his brother. And now back to Springfield. Floater. Yes, a good pass by Jahmyr. And the bucket is good by number 24, Josh Singleton. Josh has 10. A little slow on the scoreboard here. Should have a 42-39 should be the score.
That's correct.
There we go. Three ball for the tie. No good by Norwood. Sean Norwood. Look at Kyrie Fuller. Get up for that rebound. Springfield wants to force the issue. Isharopoulos for three again.
Oh!
Are you kidding me?
Whoa!
Alex Isharopoulos, three trays in the game, two in the fourth quarter. It's 45.
You said he was going to get hot.
It's my man right there. Top of the key, Norwood. Driving right side to the basket. Floater, yes, by Sean Norwood. Timeout, Mike Doyle and Pencrest. Boys basketball, we're going to take a break here. 45-39 is the score. Actually, 45-41 Strathaven on DelcoHoops.com.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live.
And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Back to the action, Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, 2:46 to go, quarter number four, 45-41. Strathaven leads Pencrest by four, full court pressure, Springfield to Springfield. That's Javon, older brother of Jameer. Jameer gets it back across the timeline. The trap is on, looking for a foul, and he is tied up. That got to be a foul there. Yeah, no question about it, a push. And it is on, they call that on Manny Ruffin, his second.
Unfortunately, I think when you got the ball and you're pleading with the official to call a foul, they're not terribly sympathetic. You should look a little bit like less like you'd need a foul.
Almost a five-second call.
Yeah.
So 1-1 here for 5'9 junior, Jameer Springfield. 1-1. Front of the rim, no good. Tap, fall, or no. Rebound taken by Pencrest. 2:30 to go. Tyler Norwood is back. He has been a show here tonight for Pencrest, but they trail by four. Taylor, the jumper, around the rim, no good. Rebound, Isharopoulos. Ish has done a tremendous job here tonight for Haven. Ish back, Fuller right of the key. For Strathaven, do you try to force the issue? Driving to the basket, stolen away.
Ooh.
Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Strathaven.
Wow.
Forcing the issue a little bit too much right there.
Yeah, they should have tried to kill at least 30 seconds on the clock before they even went for that.
4-point lead for the Panthers of Strathaven. Pencrest with the ball. 45-41. Haven by four. 2:09 to go. Full court pressure. But what they're just trying to slow Pencrest up. Taylor, far side. Taylor across the timeline. That's going to be an offensive foul, I believe. Now they're going to call a block on Isharopoulos. So Taylor will go to the line shooting two. A.J. Taylor, 6'5". Isharopoulos, I have him for three. Oh, number four on Isharopoulos. Looked like he had pretty good position there, but
yeah, I was
I'm
a little surprised, yeah.
So here we go. A.J. Taylor, free throw. Man, he is tough at the foul line. Very solid.
That's why you don't want to foul him. Particularly in a situation like this.
2 minutes to go. As you said, it's an eternity. Fourth quarter. Strathaven by three. Taylor again. Nothing but net. A.J. Taylor cuts the lead to two.
Critical basket here for Haven. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Big possession. 2-point lead. Trap is on. Springfield cross court to Springfield. He goes to the basket. Layup, no good. Follow Harar up. Yes. John Harar has been a beast here in the fourth quarter. He has 9 points. Strathaven 47-43. Two possession lead here. Taylor looks to drive. Left-handed shot, no good. Fuller the rebound. Fuller to Isharopoulos. Now, if you're Pencrest, you got to think about fouling shortly.
Yep.
Here.
Now Pencrest is down by four and they're in trouble with a minute 22 left.
47-43 is the score. Let's see when they start fouling here. It's Springfield. Looks to drive, push, foul. So that's going to be on Norwood, his fourth. 18 fouls here on Pencrest in the second half. So Mike, now, you know, big free throws again here.
Yeah, well, Springfield Jameer's had a little trouble with free throws, and these are critical because if they keep fouling Strathaven and they don't sink the shots, that keeps us a four-point game, which is really defeats the whole purpose of getting fouled.
This is a good-looking Strathaven team, no matter what the outcome is here tonight, and also Pencrest is going to be a major factor. Free throw, Springfield, yep. He's got it. Jameer Springfield has three. He's only a junior. He'll get another one. 5-point lead, Strathaven. Up.
Oh.
In and out.
But recovered by Strathaven.
By Fuller, but he lost it out of bounds. Good effort. Ooh. By Kyrie. You're Strathaven here. You do not want to commit a foul. 1:12
nope.
to go in the fourth. 5-point lead for Haven. Pencrest coming back.
Pendergrass has to move it quickly. They don't have much time. They're down by five.
Yeah, five. Taylor driving, spinning in the lane. Good defense by Fuller. Missing the shot. Taylor follows his own miss. What a great play by Taylor. Jumper left side. Back of the rim, no good. Tap, no good. Tap again, no good. Picked up by Singleton. Great hustle by Singleton, keeping that ball alive. Underneath, Mallon layup is
no good. No good. He traveled.
Offensive foul.
Was it offensive foul?
Yes, offensive foul, Mallon. As Harar kept his position. I see a bunch of my buddies from Chester. They're rooting for Strathaven here tonight. Dennis Martinelli, the NAR.
Got a timeout.
44.5 seconds to go. Strathaven, 48. Pencrest, 43. We'll take a break. Boys High School Basketball on DelcoHoops.com.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule the tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Crowd going wild here.
Well, the two student sections are screaming at each other, but they're at opposite ends, a catty corner from each other, keeping them separated.
Hopefully we'll see it again. Springfield at Garnet Valley, our next broadcast.
Right.
Tuesday night, DelcoHoops.com. Dave Berman, Mike Mayer, 44.5 seconds to go. Fourth quarter, Strathaven with a five-point lead, 48-43, but you know Pencrest not going away. It's all about foul shots now.
Right.
Getting the ball into Javon Springfield. Foul in the backcourt by Norwood. Is that five for him? It's on Tyler Norwood. It's either four or
no,
five.
No, it's 23, I thought.
Oh, it was on 23.
Yeah.
All right. It's on 23, Ruffin. So two shots makes it a little bit easier on a player at the foul line instead of one and one. So two free throws here for Jameer Springfield, a 5'9 junior. Father is Jamai. Chester great, 92 grad. Up, in, and out. He'll get another. Jamai also is Jameer's dad. Is head junior varsity coach for Chester, assistant coach under Larry Arbery. So Jameer gets another attempt. Still a two-possession game no matter what happens. Up, got it. Jameer with two. 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Pencrest down by six. Long three.
Ooh.
Nothing but net, and he pounds his chest. Mike Mallon with a huge three ball. 49-46. Mallon is only a junior. Three-point lead, Strathaven. Timeout, and we will keep it here, Mike.
Yep, keep it here.
Just in case.
Yeah, right. Those that weren't listening, were at the Chester game, last 12 seconds of the game, we go to a commercial break, and my whole computer seized it, and I could not get it back. So we're not going to do that just to make sure we stay on the air, although it's been good. We had a little problem in the very beginning of the broadcast, and it has not been a problem since. So
I see people biting their fingernails and some of the older folks in the crowd pacing
if he,
up.
If he had made that last three-point shot, Pencrest hadn't made that, this would be pretty close to over. But that three-point shot, they're now within 3 points. Haven's really got to come down and use up time. Of course, Pencrest will probably foul them after about 5 seconds, I would think. They may not wait that long. We'll see. Although they're now a three-point score away from tying it and a couple of baskets from taking the win.
32 seconds. I would, if I'm Pencrest, I would really, about 10 seconds.
10 seconds you give them?
Really put the heat on. And if you foul, you're going to foul anyway. So now they got, on the clock, they have 32 minutes and 50 seconds.
No, it's 32.
32.5.
Yeah, 32.5.
You know, I wouldn't mind. Well, we have to go home eventually.
Yes.
It's 32.5 seconds. Strathaven with the ball on a three-point lead, 49-46.
I don't think it goes to a – does it go to a point? After a minute it goes to a point.
These referees have seen it all. These guys have been around the block. They're one of the few people smiling here.
Sure, they get a check.
Oh, that's right. They do get paid. This is not volunteer. All right. So they got it down to 32.5. Strathaven will inbound the ball with Javon Greenspringfield, the senior. Full court pressure, as you would expect from the Lions of Pencrest. Both teams 3-1. Into Jameer, and he's fouled by Sean.
Good.
Yeah, Jameer fouled by Sean Norwood.
So much for my 10-second theory, huh?
Mine too. So Coach Doyle is going to extend the game. That's what he wants to do, extend the game. Everybody on the edge of their seat. A lot of people standing.
A lot of pressure.
Springfield, his dad was a great free throw shooter, Jamai, back in the day. And Sun drains that one. Jameer with three big foul shots here in the fourth quarter. Back into the game is Mallon, number 33 for Pencrest. Had that big three moments ago. 31.2 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Jameer again, J-A-H-M-E-I-R. Nothing but net, just like Daddy back in the day for the Clippers. Here we go. Pencrest coming back across the timeline, trailing by five. Norwood to Norwood. Here's Mallon, thought about the three, held up. He's going to take a two, no good. Rebound is taken by Norwood, taken by Ischiropoulos. He's fouled in the backcourt. And A.J. Taylor says that should be a tie-up, but good job by these referees in a fierce, fierce ball game here tonight.
And that's about as good a description as anything. On both sides of the ball, boy, these guys have been at each other. They see this is their potential season in the Central League, and they are playing like they expect to come out on top, which is great for all of us who get to watch.
Ischiropoulos. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't know what's going on. I heard one of the referees say that shot doesn't count. Ischiropoulos made the first. I'm telling you, I feel like it's March. And hopefully these two teams will make some noise.
Yep.
As the year continues to go in a very, as always, competitive Central League. Ischiropoulos is a tremendous free throw shooter. He finally got hot in the second half. Makes this one. Seven in the quarter. 11 for the game. First win against, unless there's, you know, a six-point lead, Strathaven. They haven't beaten these guys in three seasons. Makes both. Alex Ischiropoulos.
15 seconds. Here comes Pencrest.
You don't want to foul if you're Strathaven. Just let him shoot. Let him shoot. Go! Three ball. Tyler Norwood. Unbelievable job by him tonight. He has five in the quarter. 21 for the game. 5.4 seconds to go. It's still going to take a minor miracle. Personal foul.
Yeah, there's four-point difference. It's 53-49. Assuming that Jameer does not make either one of these shots.
It would have to be just about a three-quarters court shot, and then the guy has to be fouled.
Right, right.
And I saw that the Knicks' Larry Johnson made a four-point play back in the day in the playoffs against
him. I think if he makes this one shot, this is done.
Springfield, yes.
Did.
Boy, he has been money.
He had a little trouble earlier, but now he's dropping them like rain.
Father Jamai's got to be very proud of his sons. Here's Jameer again. Up and around the rim, and yes.
Yes.
One, two, three, four, five, six in the quarter.
Five seconds. Four, three, two, one.
At the buzzer.
No.
No good. Final score. What an unbelievable boys' high school basketball game. Strathaven 55 and Pencrest 49. We'll hear from some of our sponsors and wrap it up. You're listening to boys' high school basketball. Strathaven improves to 4-1 early this season. Delco Hoops.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery.
We deliver same day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Welcome back. Our post-game show, the final score, a huge win for Strathaven boys basketball squad, 4-1. Pencrest falls to 3-2, 55-49 in favor of Strathaven. Mike, what a game.
It was a great game. It was, you know, we talked about it at the beginning. We thought it was going to be a really aggressive, tough game for both teams. They both had something to prove. They're both coming in with really good records. Pencrest came off of a decent year last year. Haven came off of a couple of terrible years. They were really looking to make their mark here. Haven wants to show they're real. They're a force to reckon with in the Central League. I think they've done that successfully. They've got to hold it together. Some flaws, obviously, for Strathaven. They need to get a little more consistent with some of their shooting, and some of their decision-making down the stretch was a little questionable, but that coach will work on that. Pencrest looks terrific. They're continuing where they left off last year. They're on top of their game. They just got outplayed in the fourth quarter for this one by Strathaven. So, you know, we'll see more and more.
Yeah, 55 points for Strathaven. Jahmir Springfield, 5'9 junior, with a total of 8 points but six big free throws in crunch time in right. The fourth quarter. 12 points, Kyrie Fuller, the 6-foot senior, all over the place for Strathaven tonight. Josh Singleton, 6'3 senior, with a total of 10. He did a nice job. Very quiet 10 points, yep. Too. 12 points for Alex Isharopoulos. Two big threes and foul shots in the fourth quarter. And he came on strong in the second half.
Yeah, his two threes beat them.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I was at 55-49. And then John Harar, a beast, an animal, only a junior, 6'8 with 13.
Started off slow. John ended up with, it looks like 12 rebounds total, almost split evenly between offensive and defensive, and those offensive rebounds saved Haven on many occasions.
Total of 49 for Pencrest. They fall to 3-2. Tyler Norwood, super sophomore, he ends up with 21. He had all 12 of their points in the third quarter. Great job by Tyler. He would have traded all of them for a win, though.
Right.
We have 2 points for Sean Norwood, his brother, 5. Check that. 3 points. Peter Spiata, 6 for Manny Ruffin. And a total of 11 here for A.J. Taylor. He was in foul trouble most of the night, the 6'5 senior for Pencrest. And 5 for Mike Mallon, 6'2 junior.
And Mike Mallon was the rebound leader with, looks like, 6 rebounds, 1 offensive and 5 defensive. So, you know, good efforts by everybody. A close game, could have gone either way at any particular time. These two teams are going to meet again. That should be a barn burner, particularly if it's I don't know what the schedule is, but if it's later in the season, it could be both these teams are looking for a playoff spot. So that would be a heck of a game because they played tonight like their lives depended on it.
I love it.